Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know if I'm a blabbering sack of goo here. That song does it for me. It's one of those songs that just. Hoppers is, you know, they're famous gospel group. And we've watched them over the years. Oh, praise. That's why he was born. That's why he became a man, to identify with us and to be a man. He was the Son of Man, but he was also the Son of God. He was born. Light came into this dark world, and the world couldn't, and the darkness could not overcome it, could not extinguish it. He taught in the temple. He taught the word of God. He broke it out of the religious mold that men put on it, and he made it applicable, and it brought healing and life and provision to people, and they loved him. He was born. He taught. He taught in the temple. He taught in the field. He taught wherever people would listen to him. He prayed for us in the garden. Take some time and really meditate on John 17, the prayer that Jesus, as he was transitioning from his earthly ministry into his heavenly ministry, becoming our high priest forever. Look, in that prayer, he made a confession about you. And he said, you are not of the world, even as he is not of the world. As he was born into the, being born into this world, he said, I am the door. And the legal door, the legal entry into this world is to have that human body, is to be born into it. Did you know a snake has more authority than the devil? A pig has more authority than the devil? Did you know that? It's true. Because they have a physical body and they can operate. Dominion was given to man. That's why Jesus had to become a man. And through that dominion, defeat the devil. Ooh, the devil didn't know what was going on. Now he does. Too late. Prayed for us. He died for us. He absorbed our sin in himself. Deposited, he went to hell, took authority over that sin, rose up above it and put it away forever. Doesn't deal with it anymore. If you confess your sin, yeah, okay. You're in agreement with God. It's already paid for. You might as well just get the receipt. It's paid for. He rose again from the dead. So that the same resurrection power that lives in him will live in you. You got a lot of stuff inside you that you don't know about, and it's all because Jesus was made flesh, all because he came into this world. I'm just wildly in love with the Word of God. It just opens up. It's like he says, I am the door, and then you go in and there's all these doors and they just open up and open up and open up and open up. And it is unreachable, unsearchable riches of knowledge and wisdom and understanding and power and light and life. It is so good. Well, thought that song might give you a nice panoramic view of our series called The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. The most wonderful time of, not like Hallmark Channel or anything like that. They attach their own definitions or try to redefine Christmas to fit their, you know, and people do that. That's what they do. But you know what? Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass. His word will stand forever. His word that created the entire universe, the heavens and the earth, and heaven itself, actually, will stand forever, that word. And when, and someday, when there's a new heaven, because all of it, when the fire hits this, it's gone. It's gone. He doesn't want any memory of it. So either should we. And one day there will be a new heaven and a new earth. And you know what? When he gets ready to blast that out and to create a whole new heaven and a new earth, we'll be there to see it. We'll watch it happen. Explode into creation. That power, believe it or not, is in you. The creative power of God is the Word of God. That's why Jesus said, if my Word abide in you and you abide in me, you'll call forth what you will and it will be done. Write that down. John chapter 15, verse 7. It's a good one. You'll like it. His Word will stand forever. Did you know that's what makes his name good? Amen. It's because his Word is good. Did you know it? His Word is good. That's what makes his name good, credible, wonderful. His name is wonderful. That's why you can go to him if you have a problem and say, your name is wonderful because you got this. And he'll say, yeah, I got this. And then you sit down and start getting in his Word, start blending with his mind until his thoughts displace your thoughts. Till your expectations are displaced by his expectations. And then you'll find out that he can do exceeding abundantly above anything you can expect. I said, this is who we walk with miracles. God of miracles. So we've entitled this first part of our series, His Name is Wonderful. Turn with me in the scriptures to Isaiah chapter 9. And while you're turning there, let's look up at the screen and declare our weekly confession. Declare it together. This word is God speaking to me. This word is God's life being imparted to me. This word is God's incorruptible seed being planted in me. This word is God's authority being delegated to me. This word is God's blessing overtaking me. This word is God's ability empowering me. This word is God's counsel guiding me. This word is God's power of salvation to me. This word is God accomplishing in me that which pleases him. This word is God speaking to me. You know, if you need to accomplish something inside of you, you need a change, or you need look at things differently, or you need a new approach to problems that have been dogging you for years, you know, you can try all you want. It's not going to work. It doesn't come by trying. It comes by believing. And when you believe the Word of God, it starts to accomplish those things in you effortlessly that you have been trying for years with elbow grease and everything you else got to try to change. And it never happens. But the Word of God accomplishes it. It is the great accomplisher in you. And you look back and say, well, that was easy. Yeah, it was. Because the grace of God is released in his word and the ability to do the things we need to do. In Isaiah chapter 9, you there yet? And verse 6 says this, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God. Not wimpy God. Mighty God. Everlasting Father. You know, eternal life just goes as far back as it does forward. It's not subject to time. Prince of peace. This word government here means, it means dominion. It means power. It means sovereignty and by legal methods or legal means. Like I said before, justice was settled at the cross. Jesus came in. He came in the right way, through the door. Approach it legally as the Son of Man. Jesus did nothing because he was the Son of God. He said, those works, they bear witness of me, but I don't do them because I'm the Son of God. I did it because I'm the Son of Man. I am a man having dominion in the earth, anointed by the Spirit of God, walking in. He didn't do anything because he was the Son of God. He did it because he was a teacher and a prophet under the covenant of Abraham, blessing of Abraham, and walking in that blessing, releasing. If he did it because he was the Son of God, he wouldn't say to us, if you believe in me, the things that I do, you shall do also. Why? How could we do that if he just did it because he was the Son of God? No. He gave these things to man. That's why Jesus became a man. I got to hit that pretty hard because I think there's a religious cow, a sacred cow we got to knock over and just shoot her right in the head. We got to get rid of all those sacred cows and norms that we think, oh, God is out there and I'm here. God is in here. He lives in us. The kingdom of God is within you. God is within you. Praise God. Came into the world and he died. He gave up his body to, I mean, think of it. These people were evil, wretched people. But he didn't give himself over to them. He gave himself to the Father and the Father put him there. Oh yeah, the devil nailed him to the cross. Because the princes, if they knew it, they wouldn't have done it. If they knew it. On the day of Pentecost, the devil found out that he made a huge mistake. Because there's no longer one Jesus to deal with. Now he's got 3,120 of them. And it didn't stop there. By the end of the week, there was 5,000. And a great number of the priests swung in line too. You can read that in the book. So the world looks at Christmas with their own meaning, attach their own meaning to it. A lot of it is perceived as goodwill, giving gifts, and nothing wrong with that stuff. Good, you know, families getting together and having dinners, nothing. But somehow, when we focus on those things, those become the thing.
Right.
Like Leah was sharing, I mean, it's so easy. It's like that vacuum cleaner of the world, it's always on. And the nearer we get to it, we get sucked into it, and then we start to conform to the world rather than live the transformed life that we have been given. There's a difference between being conformed to something and being transformed into something. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to the source, the Word of God that created all this, that made it all possible, the Word that was made flesh. This is what gives us purpose. Jesus becoming a man, dying, rising from. This is what gives us meaning and value. If the value of a thing is determined by the price somebody's willing to pay for it, you're valuable. Because God paid for you with the very best thing he had, himself. That must mean that you're pretty important to him. You're worth something to God. The old religious traditions say, oh, I'm so unworthy. No, no, no. Yeah, well, in and of yourself, yeah. But you're not in and of yourself anymore once you come to God. He loves you. And he loves everybody in the world. So it gives us purpose and meaning. What happened when Jesus came to the world? Why Bethlehem? Why Nazareth? Why was it possible for him to change the entire world so radically in 3.5 years? He didn't have he didn't have internet. He didn't have all of these things. In 3.5 years, he changed the entire world to the extent where the calendar itself marks his footsteps in this world. He left his print in this world indelibly. And no matter how much the devil has to be bent out of shape about it, the calendar marks it. And there's nothing he can do about it. It's done. The world has accepted it. But they haven't accepted the full story. Why Caesar? Caesar was a self-proclaimed, thought he was a deity himself. Why Herod? Why all these things? Why the magic? How many of you were here in 2017 when I did a series called The Miracles of Christmas and the gifts, the miracle of the magi? How many of you were here? Sherry was here. Joyce was here. John was here. Leah. That was... You think I should get into that this season a little bit? Okay. All right, I will then. I'll put that in there. The Magi were an unbelievable force in the world. It's all in the Bible. But you've got to ferret it out. You've got to dig it out. We're going to get into the the wonderful, amazing story of the Magi. Why the star? What was that about? We're going to find that out too. Shepherds. Why the shepherds? Did you know Josephus said this. He said that there were over 260,500 lambs that were killed that Passover when Jesus was born. He wasn't born in December. I think you got that right now. Okay? The Lamb of God came into the world near the Passover. All right. We tried to mix that in with other religions and stuff and traditions. But we still call this the best time of the year because that's when he is celebrated. Yes. Amen. We have a Savior, a Lord, an intercessor, a mediator of a new covenant. Praise God. What makes his name so great? Well, because his word is good. In John chapter 14, verse 14, he says, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. That word ask has several meanings. It does mean to ask, it means to implore, it means to plead, but it also means to call forth. Did you know that? It says that. That's part of its definition. You've got to determine, is this calling forth or asking? John 14, 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom my Father will send in my name, the Holy Spirit is sent to you in the name of Jesus. He will teach you all things. He'll bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you. John 15, 16, he said, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. John 16, 24. Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. You know, when you ask God something and he gives it to you, it's like you get this charge of, I don't know about you, it's the way it works with me, I get this charge of joy when I ask and receive that your joy may be full. But you know what? You can do this in faith too. Even when you don't see it, you can put on joy. And put on joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength, and that's what endurance is. From the time you ask to the time you see it, that's what you need, is patient endurance to stand. Mark chapter 16, verse 17, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, there's two ways you can read. In my name, they shall cast out devils. In my name, they'll speak with new tongues. When we speak in new tongues, we are speaking in through the name of Jesus. That is, and it means it's authorized by heaven for you to speak in tongues and to expect blessing from that. Edification, comfort. You give thanks well, it says too. So that's Mark 16. And then the other way you can read this is, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. There's no punctuation in the Greek. Believe in my name. They shall cast out demons. I remember reading Smith Wigglesworth one time. He went to raise somebody from the dead and said, in the name of Jesus, live. Plunk. Fell right over. Picked him up out of the casket. Picked him up again. In the name of Jesus, live. He did it a third time. And as he put him up the third time, the Lord said, believe in my name, you shall do it. You shall raise the dead. So he said, I say, live. Came to life, right? This guy was embalmed. This guy was dead for 6 days. And he said, live. I say it. See, man has dominion in the earth. That dominion came to him from God. And when you use that dominion, you are using it in Jesus' name. You are walking. See, when Jesus came, he came to show us how we were really created in the first place, the way he made Adam. This is the way he walked. This is when you were born again. You were born into heaven. You were born into the family of God. Your spirit has received the same life that Jesus is. He's multiplied in you. It's the life of God. It is eternal life. It's Zoe life. And it is in you. And when you speak and it comes out of you, it is just as much life as when Jesus said, I will be thou clean. I will come and heal him. I will do this. I will do that. You know, look at how many times Jesus said, I will, or how many times the Bible says, I will. That's how you find out what God's will is. It's his word. John chapter 1, verse 12, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of name, sons of God, even them who believe on his name. His name is wonderful. His name is Counselor. His name is Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His name is healing. His name is peace. His name is Provider. His name, all of the names of God. He is righteousness. You are righteous because he lives in you. El Shaddai? El Shaddai is the way you say it, but I like El Shaddai because it kind of goes with me. But El Shaddai, you know what it really means? P.C. Nelson brought this out, and Kenneth Hagin used to go to his meetings and listen to him. And he was talking to him one night after a meeting. He says, El Shaddai, you know, the meaning, he says, Kenneth, P.C. Nelson spoke 26 languages fluently. Wow. That beats me by 26. Wow. Well, some people say, in fact, there's a lot of people who give me a lot of help say I don't talk right. But anyhow, P.C. Nelson said, Kenneth, here's what El Shaddai means in the Hebrew and the understanding and the culture. This guy was amazing. He was a Hebrew scholar, Greek scholar. And he said, here's what El Shaddai means. It means, whatever you need, that's who I am. And if I don't have it, I'll make it for you. That's who your God is. That's who Jesus was. If he doesn't have, if he doesn't have a stormbreaker ministry, he invented one. Because he is peace. He brings peace to every situation. And peace is wholeness, fullness. It's lacking nothing. It's full provision. That's what peace is. And he took that storm, wrapped it up in a napkin, just threw it away. Just like he wiped his face with it. Because we know where the storm came from. John chapter 20, verse 31. Actually, if you go back to verse 30, it says, there are many things which Jesus did, the likes of which, he said, we can't even write. The world itself couldn't hold the books that should be written if we wrote everything down that he did. So we know that the things that are in the Word of God are handpicked by the Holy Spirit for us all. And he says, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. The life that we receive is given in his name. Acts chapter 3, verse 16. See, Jesus was saying this. He's saying, look, just say my name. My name is wonderful in heaven. It's the name that heaven must receive. Why? Because it's wonderful. It's powerful. It's authority, it's dominion. Everything that he is, that God, his name is, it is accepted in heaven. He said, just whisper my name. Just say my name. Just say my, if you need healing, if you need deliverance, if you need something, just say my name. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, I'll give it to you. He'll give it to you. We'll work together on it. It's a project. You're a project. We'll work on you too. Whatever it is. I'm a faith project. And I'm going somewhere to happen. Faith is coming out of me. Faith is coming out of me. Faith. I told you I'm going down with my boots on. guns blazing. So just whisper my name. Just whisper my name. Just whisper my name. You don't have to yell. Just whisper. Whisper. My name. Jesus. Jesus. Was that name good? I mean, he said, when I'm gone, just use my name. It'll work for you. I mean, what guy can talk like this? What dying man could talk like that? What dying man could say, my name will be more powerful when I'm gone than when I'm here? Why? Because there'll be more life in it from heaven. Because I'll be at the right hand of God, directing it towards anybody who will use my name. Anybody who calls upon my name, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. Just walk in it. Just do it, do it, do it. Did that have power? I don't know. Ask the guy at the gate, beautiful. Peter said, silver of gold I have none, but what I have, I give to you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Get your spine healed. Get your heart healed. Get your whatever it is inside you healed. It's good. That name is good. It's wonderful. It's powerful. And the devil doesn't want you to know about it. He's a thief. He's a thief. And then Peter said, why do you look at us as if some by our holiness or that this man walks? Be it known unto you, he said this, be it known unto you that through faith, but by the name of Jesus and through faith in his name, this man stands before you whole and healed. You know, a man brought his son to the disciples, and they prayed for him, and he didn't receive. You can be prayed for, and nothing happened. That doesn't determine God's will for you that it may not happen. You say, well, you know, I went to this evangelist, and, you know, he had this powerful me, and he laid hands on me, and nothing happened. Maybe it's not God's will for me. Don't think such foolish thoughts like that. Don't think that kind of. No. I mean, the disciples prayed for the guy, and they even went into Jesus and said, you know, we cast out devils from everybody. We do. Why couldn't we get this guy? You know what he said? He said, because of your unbelief. Boy, that is one thing preachers do not want to hear. People say, well, I don't know, it must be God's will that I not be. Why are you blaming God and his will? Could it be a chance? Could there be an outside chance that you could have missed it somewhere? Right. Could there be an outside chance that you were wrong in your application of truth? God can't bend. You need to apply the truth and walk in it with a whole heart. Yeah. Why does it have to be? And then all of a sudden, but when you clear the dust off and you start to focus on his name, you begin to see his face, who he is and everything he is. And those things just kind of break off and break off. Not because, look, stand. You know, what pleases God is when you stand in faith, even though you can't see it, even though you don't feel it, nothing is changing, but you're standing in, that's what pleases God. That's what absolutely he joys in. He says, look, he's standing in faith. And then you'll get to see something that you've never, ever, ever, ever seen before. You will see Jesus Christ and his power birthed into those areas that you need in a brand new way. It's almost like a new birth that happens all over. You can't be born again, but it almost feels like you're born again. Doesn't it? I mean, have you been there? Have you experienced that in your life? I mean, I have several times, and it should be every day. Every day we should. Smith Wigglesworth said that if you're the same yesterday as you were today, you're not making progress. You're backsliding. That's Smith. He was tough on himself. He was tough on himself. He was pretty tough on some others too. But they got healed. Because he knew who he believed. He knew, and he was obedient to what that faith and what it told him to do. I mean, Jesus spit on a guy. Didn't he? And he touched his tongue to, you know, he did what the Spirit told him to do. That's humility. When you are not afraid of breaking some code of social etiquette. Social etiquette will not get you healed.
Right.
You got to figure that out. He's at the right hand. He is. His name is good. Acts 10:43. To him, Peter said to. He said this to Cornelius. To him, all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins. You know what? We tend to apply things wrong. That word remission, you know, when they say somebody's cancer is in remission, well, that means it's still there, but it's dying. But when you pay a bill, you know, it says pay in full upon remittance.
Yes.
When you put that in the mail, you put a stamp on it and put it in the mail, it becomes federal property. It's done. It's not just in remission. It's remitted. It's gone. It's gone. It's no longer yours. It's gone. It's gone. I said it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. The debt is gone. Everything's paid in full. Everything, everything, everything. Your kid's school is paid for. Your groceries are paid for. Your rent, your mortgage, whatever it is. Your car payment, your insurance. It's all paid. It's paid for. Everything, everything is paid. Everything, everything. Everything in the name. Whatsoever you call forth in my name, I will do it. Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Boy, that name is wonderful. I got so much to say here, but I don't have time. It's almost noon. That means it's time to go. You know what? Let's next week, I'll do the miracle of the Magi. And you know what it does? It shows you how faithful God is to pull so many things together at once. And when he speaks, his word is good. When he speaks, it's word because his word is good, because his name is good, and his name is good because his word is good. And you know what? When you speak his word travels. His word is light. And it travels at the speed of light. There's no reason to wait for anything. There's no reason to. The timing of God is now, faith is. Faith is now. Boy, we could have a party right there for about 2 years. Faith is now. Faith is. Faith is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did you get anything out of that today? God is a good God. God is good. Let's stand up. Let's just confess a few things before the Lord. Susan, we just bless your baby. In the name of Jesus, that baby will be strong. Your son will be strong and powerful and mighty in the things of God. His truth will be the love of his life. God's truth will mean everything to him. He will always run to it, and he will run from the evil. He will run from the temptations because he will stand. The truth will be revealed, and a spirit of wisdom and revelation shall come upon him in an early age, and he will be prosperous in the things of God. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Say this, I'm happy.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm empowered.
I am filled with light.
I'm filled with light.
Not darkness.
Not darkness.
I have the life of God.
I have the life of God.
Working in me.
Working in me.
Living big in me.
Living big in me.
And the blessing of Abraham
is
alive in my life.
In my life.
I expect more than I can ask or think.
More than I can ask.
More than I can expect.
More than I can expect.
More than I can imagine. Because the living God
is in me.
In Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed. If you need prayer for anything, please come up. Our altar ministers will take care of you. Join us for fellowship in the cafe. I think Olichka has been busy back there, haven't you, Olichka? It's Olichka's kitchen today. And we're going to have fun. Amen. You're dismissed. God bless you guys.